Hi, I'm Tonata with today's top stories.
Namibians headed to the polls yesterday for the 7th Regional Council and Local Authority elections, but turnout was low across much of the country. Election officials reported quiet stations and fewer voters than in previous years. Political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya reacts to the update.
I am not surprised. So there are quite a number of factors to attribute to it. And of course, the usual attribute is that people are frustrated that they vote and vote, but there's no tangible improvements in their lives. And the calibers of the candidates that the local and regional election usually select from various political parties are not up to the way. And for this election, is that the young people did not go out and vote.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has called on Namibians to support voter education to increase turnout. ECN Chairperson Elsing Hikembwa said the commission has already deployed voter education officers in every constituency and allocated 26 million Namibia dollars for the 2025-26 budget. The Namibia Press Agency reports that challenges during the elections included rainfall, voters going to wrong polling stations, and outdated voter cards. In South Africa, Union Federation COSATU says it is dismayed by ongoing U.S. allegations of white genocide and land grabs, calling them fake news debunked by academics, media and citizens alike, says COSATU's Matthew Parks. Here he is.
U.S. funding for South African HIV-AIDS programs since 2003 has helped save millions of lives. A healthy, growing, and mutually beneficial relationship between both nations is important to South African workers, as is a similarly positive relationship with the European Union, China, India, Japan, and other leading economies. Whilst we will continue to value South Africa's relationship with the U.S., they must be based upon mutual respect.
The African Union and ECOWAS have condemned yesterday's military takeover in Guinea-Bissau. Army officials calling themselves the High Military Command for the Restoration of Order seized power and suspended the announcement of presidential election results. The AU and ECOWAS called the coup a blatant threat to democracy and the country's progress. And a massive fire in a Hong Kong high-rise has killed 55 people and left nearly 300 missing. Firefighters are struggling to reach upper floors. Authorities say unsafe renovation materials, including bamboo scaffolding, may have caused the blaze, and three construction managers have been arrested for manslaughter.
There is black smoke that is continuing to pour off these buildings, and you can taste the smoke in the air. So this is very much an ongoing situation. This rescue operation is also ongoing as firefighters continue to bring this blaze under control. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated to some temporary shelters. Many of them are elderly. I did speak to one woman who was at a temporary shelter, and it is a very anxious time for them because this woman told me she is still very worried because she hasn't been able to make contact yet with a friend who lives in one of the buildings.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.